Hi, I'm Ben Bowman, and this is my Paul Engle submission assignment. Little lawn. As a kid, my family moved into a little greenhouse right by my elementary school, where there was dirt that covered the whole yard. Not a patch of grass protruding from the desert-like soil. My father and mother saw something in this house. Although old and torn to shreds, my mother believed that one day it would become something beautiful. Soon after, my father began to take me to Menards and Ace Hardware to get supplies for the yard, since it was our job to take care of this new home. We spent months spreading grass seeds and shoveling the dirt, desert-like dirt, out of the yard to make a whole new foundation for growth. Once we had finished, the final touches came. We began placing our swing sets, trampolines, and the icing on the cake, a pair of cherry red vintage lawn chairs that graced the front lawn. My family had completed the task of redoing the yard, and for the next couple of years, it was forgotten about and unused until my high school career had begun, and my family, and my overwhelming amount of pressure to do well in my classes. I was lost in an abyss of stress, frustration, as well as confusion as to why my mom and dad were always peaceful, as if they cared of nothing and nothing were to bother them. On a spring Saturday night, my dog began to pull me toward our front door as if he wanted to go for a walk. But as I was going to get his harness, he would not allow me, so I opened the door and my dog led me to the pair of now old reddish silver chairs sitting in the front lawn. I hitched my dog up to his mushroom-shaped stake that sank 8 inches past the golden brown wood chips into the nearly black soil. I then sat down and just watched and listened as I leaned back on a red chair. My dog walked out to the middle of our freshly mowed lawn and lay down as if he were soaked in all of the beauty and serenity around. I sat there studying two robins who were dancing their way through the cool breeze of the air surrounding our oak tree as the leaves swayed to the rhythm of the breeze at the top. The oak tree stood as a sturdy giant in front of me. I listened to the birds belt out their joyful songs as they flew around the large oak tree, as if these birds had become millionaires overnight, but they were happy to be flying around, free to go wherever they please, and the wind takes them with no fear of what will be the next step in their life. A total, utter peace. As the gentle breeze hit my face, I took a deep breath. The aroma of freshly cut grass and wood chips that were surrounding either side of where I sat overcame me. I heard the sizzle of my father's grill from our backyard, tasting the juicy steaks that my mother had sauteed in my grandmother's recipe that had been passed down to her. I heard my father's gentle and polite whistle to the birds as if he were asking about their day. Even the insects were at peace. The smallest ants were working to provide for their colonies, as is what all ants live for. The bees buzzing around me as if I weren't there. The busy bees were fluttering from flower to flower ever so gently and landing, then flying to a different one and doing the same thing over and over again. An arachnid using the bottom of the front porch as a canvas for her to spin her web dart, trying to hide from the glaring sunlight in that spot, hoping, waiting, praying that she will capture her food so that she may live. As I watched the world revolve around me, I began to realize that in order for you to have peace, you must find peace in what you have. Just like all the birds enjoying just being able to float through the sky, or the arachnid, even though she may never eat again, spinning her delicate webbing so calm and gently as if enjoying her creation with her heart and soul. Or my golden yellow dog, taking in the aroma of the surrounding environment around him, peacefully sprawled across the grass. I decided to take a lesson from my surroundings and listen to the advice of the natural beauty, for all of it had found an oasis out of a desert-like lawn. I was being slapped by sandstorms and constant strain of stress that seemed to be never-ending to either direction, like sand in the desert. I did not see a way to quench my worries and fear of the future, but sitting in this new oasis, I found my peace in a little Iowan lawn. Thank you for listening to my Paul Engel submission.